Paul Plakas joins us. A guy who also likes to chirp when he plays rec league men's hockey. Plakas, how you doing?
Yeah. It makes the game more exciting when people have some passion in for the game, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hate just playing for fun. That sucks.
Yeah. Oh, it's always good to play a little aggressive, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's always fun. Now, March is actually Nutrition Month, and one of their big things they're focusing on is eating between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. But what about for the people who get up at 6?
So what happens there is, like, for some people that are early risers, it's probably, if you're going to have a long day, it's probably a good idea to fuel yourself right away, because you don't want to have a situation where you have very low blood sugar later on in the day and are forced to binge just because you've gone so long without eating since the night before, since supper. So a good thing to wake up in the morning, and a variety of foods is good. You know, you could have eggs, you could have smoothies, with toast, whatever you like. It's really what's convenient for yourself, that is semi, nutritionally beneficial for your body, and has some carbohydrates and energy for your day. And then when you get to work, there's really two issues I want to sort of focus on today. So the Nutrition Month's focusing between 9 and 5. So what are the reasons people can't eat healthy during their day? Number one, they don't plan ahead. So they go to work without eating breakfast because they're in a hurry getting the kids to school, that kind of thing. So they forget about it. So what they do is they go to a vending machine or some shitty cafeteria that might be close by and just buy junk food. And then the other problem is that the people that you work with, they sabotage you and the choices that you make. Everybody's bringing some sort of treat and goodie, a donut or a cake, or somebody's birthday, that kind of thing. And because it's there, you eat it. You had no intentions of having cake and donuts that day, but because it's in front of you, you're going to splurge.
Well, it's true, right? I think if it was once in a blue moon, yeah, fine. And sometimes you got to say no. You talk about some people get so focused on their job, they forget to eat, right? Like, that's an actual serious common problem, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing, is people have good intentions, trying to bring food for you and to celebrate, and they're trying to be thoughtful. And plus, they want to eat the food themselves. And so if they feel that you're sharing in that enjoyment, they feel more, okay about doing it themselves. So you're just helping them with their own guilt.
What are you, I see you all the time, and I know you're a big fan of carrots. You're eating one all the time. It's like your Bugs Bunny. But what are some of the easiest things that you find that don't take a lot of prep to bring to work?
What I like is, I like to have vegetables and fruit. So what I do is I just take peppers to work. And so I take like a whole pepper. So I just sort of pop it, drop the stem in the garbage can, and just eat it like that, like an apple. And I bring, an apple, an orange, a grapefruit, stuff like that you can easily snack on. Maybe sometimes I like nuts too. You have to be careful. If you're very sedentary and you can't get away with a lot of calories, you have to be careful with nuts because they are very calorically dense. But I bring a little bit of nuts with me as well. So that's just something you can just snack throughout the day. High in fiber. It's got good protein in the nuts. And they make you feel satiated throughout the day. And it's not that high in calories, especially having a lot of vegetables.
Now, for a lot of people, got a lot of people texting. They get up early because they like to work out first thing in the morning, right? Have you looked at, Paul, the importance of having something before you work out? Because people square, I can't eat or I'm going to throw up, right?
Well, that's true. If you're going to have a very intense workout, first thing in the morning, you do not want to load up your body with a lot of food. Yeah, because you're going to have a lot of blood diverted to your digestional, your stomach area and your intestines, trying to break down the food and absorb the food. So you're going to get a lot less blood being allowed to go to your leg muscles and the rest of your body for the workload that's kind of going to happen. So if you're going to have something beforehand, have something light. And then if your workout's going to be really long, then you need to bring something with you. Maybe you have like a piece of fruit, or maybe like a little small cup of yogurt in between the workout if it's going to be like longer than 90 minutes. But most people probably work 60 minutes or less. You should be good with the food that you ate the night before. I would save your meal for after your workout, generally, unless your workout is really long or really intense. Yeah, but don't eat beforehand. That's the worst thing you could do right away, right before. Not anything big anyways.
Yeah, it's funny because everybody's different. I don't mind eating, and I go train with you on Fridays and I hate it. But, and I always eat 45 minutes before. I find if I don't eat, I can't get through it.
Yeah, so that's a good point. Like, if you're doing resistance training exercise, you can kind of get away with that for sure. If you're doing a lot of stuff, like, for example, if you're going for a run and there's a lot of jostling in your body, I find that you get a lot of cramping happening. So I know for myself, if I'm going for a run, I can't eat 45 minutes before I run. I'm going to get cramps. With weight training, no problem. Unless I'm doing a lot of plyometric and jumping drills, then it's going to affect me as well. So it depends on the type of training you're doing as well. Biking, no problem. I can eat right before biking, during biking, not an issue. But it's just with the jostling effect. For some reason, that seems to cause a cramping effect, and I can't concentrate on my workout.
Now, post-workout, though, you know, there's all the talk that if you want to get benefits from it, you've got to eat within 20 minutes after your workout. Is that true?
Well, that used to be a theory. Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but the theory was that because you're metabolically active, because your heart rate's elevated, you got a lot of blood flow going through your body, they figured that your body was able to absorb nutrients faster or better or uptake energy more efficiently. So that's been kind of debunked, I believe. So don't quote me on that, but it used to be a big theory. I eat within an hour. But if you're eating an hour or later, it's not that big a deal, as long as you do put nutrition eventually into your body. I don't think getting it really quickly in makes that much of a difference.
Now, it is Nutrition Month. Where's the best place you recommend people go read up on something about the best tips for Nutrition Month?
Oh, well, there's a variety of sources. If you're going to go to the best place, I might as well go to my website, paulplakas.com. Give me my tip, right?
Well, there you go, paulplakas.com. All right, buddy.
A plug for myself.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Have yourself a great day. Try to stay out of the penalty box.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, sir.